As you stroll through the streets of downtown New Bern, you may have been drawn to an intriguing two-story brick building with the city's mascot above the balcony. Below, four huge white doors and a sign with bold red letters that say, New Bern Fire Department. The 88-year-old building is now the home of the New Bern Firemen's Museum, which recently moved from around the corner on Hancock Street, a plan years in the making.
You know, last Saturday, this place was jam-packed full of people. And, you know, we're actually listed as the number two place to visit on TripAdvisor in Craven County.
Retired fire rescue chief for the city of New Bern, Bobby Astor, says that puts the Firemen's Museum as the most endorsed place to visit in New Bern, just behind Tryon Palace. It took 10 years of renovations, but the new and improved museum opened to the public a month and a half ago.
This building actually is our largest artifact. The museum used to be in a building that was built as a museum or for a museum. Now we're in a fire station, and what better place could we be?
Inside, spread out along the large red concrete floor, several vintage fire trucks represent almost a century of firefighting technology, from horse-drawn carts to motorized vehicles with lights and sirens. Upon entry, a shimmering metal steamer from 1884 is front and center. It belonged to the Button Company, one of the two volunteer firefighting groups in that era in New Bern. The other was the Atlantic Hook and Ladder Company, organized 20 years prior, making it the oldest chartered fire department in the state of North Carolina. The steam-powered pump is nestled in a steel frame and attached to a single-seated wagon, intended to be pulled by a team of horses.
They would generate a fire before they left the fire station. The fire would be put in the fire box, and as they are pulled, as the horses are pulling the steamer down the road, the wind would blow through it, get the fire good and hot, and then it would generate the steam, which would operate the pump.
A 10-foot-long black hose fixed to the steamer with leather straps was detached and used to pump water into the steamer from a nearby water source or from fire wells built along the streets of New Bern. Despite technology that now seems primitive, Astor says firefighters in the late 1800s were very efficient.
This particular steamer holds a world's record for quick steam, which was going from a cool pump to being able to apply water at the end of the nozzle in a minute and 48 seconds. And today, with a modern fire truck, there's not a tremendous amount of difference in how long it takes to get water today than what it did back in these days.
Both the Atlantic and Button companies honed their skills and faced off in statewide firefighting competitions, with both achieving world records. This intensified a long rivalry between the two firefighting organizations. It's a rivalry that in some ways, Astor says, still exists today.
I'm an ex-Button Company fireman, and we used to always compete with the Atlantic Company, but it was always friendly. When the time came to put a fire out, we always worked together.
In the museum, next to the 1884 steamer, is New Bern's first motorized fire truck, displaying only a 30-year difference in firefighting technology. In 1914, the town gave the Atlantic and Button companies a new truck. Atlantic's was white, and the one that's on display here is Button's, which was painted red.
It's a 1914 American LaFrance, made in Elmira, New York. It was the newest and best piece of equipment that you could buy at the time.
There's a ladder on this truck, what looks like a toolbox and some other firefighting tools. What are some other things that can be clipped onto the truck and carried to the scene of the fire?
Well, this is basically the same type of fire truck that you would see today. It has a pump. It has a compartment for hose. The one thing that it does not have a tank where it would carry large amounts of water. When this fire truck was purchased, New Bern had started its municipal water system and actually started some fire hydrants in the city.
Even with the advent of fire trucks, horses surprisingly didn't immediately become obsolete. They were often still used to help carry equipment to fires. When fire horses weren't working with the department, Astor says they would be put to use collecting trash.
These horses were smart enough that when the fire bell rang, they could unhitch from the trash truck and they would gallop back to the fire station and get ready to be hitched up to whatever apparatus they were going to pull.
I see on the fire truck the bell. Can we go over there and is it still?
Sure.
Yeah. Can we still ring it?
It certainly is. Uh-huh. This bell is interesting because it's located in the rear of the fire truck, and We can only assume that it was the firefighters that would stand on the tailboard while they were responding to the fire. It was one of their responsibilities to ring the bell, which would, I'm not so sure as if it was used to clear traffic as much as it was to maybe clear people out of the way for them to come through. But
sure, well, it's very loud.
Very loud, yes.
Fire trucks and horses worked alongside each other in New Bern for almost three decades, until the late 1920s. The most famous and beloved was Fire Horse Fred. He went into service with the Atlantic Company in 1908 and served for 17 years, including during the Great Fire of New Bern on December 1, 1922.
It was the largest fire in North Carolina. As you can see by the newspaper articles here, that it wiped out 1,000 homes in New Bern, and the photographs that we have on display show the fire and what happened during the events. You know, the fire department actually had to call in help from the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard came and they dynamited some of the homes that were in the path to create a fire break.
The Great Fire of New Bern is legendary. It left the town in ruins. More than a third of New Bern was destroyed, and the devastation encompassed 40 city blocks near downtown. Records show that more than 3,000 people were displaced from their homes. Some community members spent years in tents before they were able to fully recover. 6 years after the Great Fire, the original fire department on Broad Street was constructed to bring the Atlantic and Button companies together under one roof.
The city kind of had the idea or was under the impression that they were always competing with each other, which they were.
Astor says the town council took the rivalry into consideration when designing the two-story brick building.
The upstairs of this building is mirrored. Two meeting rooms, the exact same square footage. Two offices, the exact same square footage. You know, one was just painted in the Button Company colors and one was painted in the Atlantic Company colors.
Right now, the second floor of the museum is being restored and will include an extensive display on the Great Fire of 1922, an interactive exhibit for youngsters, and a recreation of the fire chief's office the way it would have looked a century ago. Astor says renovation should be complete by 2017. The Fireman's Museum and the original New Bern Fire Department building is open for tours Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. In addition to vintage fire trucks and equipment, old photos, and uniforms, Astor says probably the most popular display is the actual head of Fred the Fire Horse, encased in glass.
Kids come in here, they love seeing Fred. And Fred talks, he can tell you the story. You know, the kids can mash the button and he'll tell you his entire story and about his life.
Good day to you. Fred's my name, but most folks in New Bern know me as Fred the Fire Horse. That's because I've been pulling the fire hose wagon for a long time.
For more information on the New Bern Firemen's Museum and to see pictures from my recent trip, go to publicradioeast.org.